Yes, for some time we will be unavailable by outside cause, but we only available for inside cause.
Bićemo dostupni samo za unutrašnje pozive, ne za spoljašnju vrstu poziva.
We will introduce our program in the celebration of Long Christmas for you all. Please be attentive so that you can have an orientation how our day will go.
Predstavit ćemo vam sada naš program za ovaj festival u čast gospodina Nisinhadeva, tako da budete pažljivi, tako da možete imati orijentaciju šta će se dešavati tokom ovog dana.
I will soon give a hopefully interesting lecture on Rav Nisinhadev.
Uskoro ću dati, nadam se, interesantnu lekciju o gospodinu Nisinhadevu.
Afterwards, we will all join together in offering prayers to Rav Nisinhadev. A very nice prayer offering session we will have.
Zatim ćemo zajednički upustiti molitvu gospodina Nisinhadeva koja će biti jako lepa.
Then I will kidnap you. You will go away from Belgrade and go to Jagannath Puri, the place of Lord Chaitanya, visit some places also associated with Lord Nisinghadev.
Onda ću vas kidnapovati tako što ću vas odvesti u Jagannath Puri i pokazati vam različite mjesta koje su povezana kako sa Chaitanya Mahaprabhom, tako i sa gospodinom Nisinghadevom.
And then at around 6:30, it's very important that all of us are present for the aarti and lamp offering ceremony. We will all offer lamps.
A zatim oko pola sedam bit će veoma značajno da svi budu prisutni zato što će biti aruti ceremonija i nuđenje malih i lampa gospodinu Nisinghadevu.
This should take us right into the dusk period where Nisinghadev appears, and after he has appeared we will all offer you a sumptuous feast.
I to će nas tačno uvesti u sumrak kada se gospodin Nisinghadev pojavio i nakon toga ćemo vam ponuditi veoma okusan prasad.
This will be our program, bhajans, lectures, then a mantra session, we call it the Nisinga mantra session.
Znači imat ćemo bhajana lekciju, zatim mantra deo posvećen gospodinu Nisinghadevu.
And finally we will then we will have a slideshow and then we will offer a lamps to Lord Nisinghadev and the kind that he actually appears.
I nakon toga ćemo znači imati slide projekciju arotih i ponudu lampi gospodina Nisinghadeva u tačno vreme kada se on pojavio.
Before we start, however, I wish to make a few just technical announcements which will help us to go through this festival in the right mood.
Pre nego što krenemo, želim da kažem par tehničkih najava tako da možemo na pravi način da uđemo u raspoloženje ovog festivala.
During this festival we will try to move out of our own little movies, the dramas of and dramas on the place of our life, and just concentrate on glorifying Lord Nisinghadev. We will put him in the center.
Želimo da se danas pomerimo iz takozvanih svojih drama ili bolje rečeno nekih uobičajenih okruženja u kome živimo i da se zaista u potpunosti okrenemo i posvetimo gospodinu Nisinghadevu.
This will help us to raise to the transcendental level where we will have where we will meet Lord Nisinghadev.
I ovo će nam pomoći da se uzdignemo do transcendentalnog nivoa na kome jedino možemo i sresti gospodina Nisinghadeva.
I want to request all of you to give your best in coming with us on this journey from the me-centered world to the Krishna-centered world.
Mi želimo sve najbolje zajednički da uspemo u tom putovanju od sveta gde sam ja centar ka svetu gde je Krishna centar.
This is not a public program for people who are not so trained in spiritual life. This is for devotees, and I want to request you to give your best and putting your attention to Lord Nisinghadev.
Pošto ovo program ne javne prirode za osobe koje nisu toliko povezane i posvećene svetnosti Krišne, već za bakte, želim, molim vas, da date sve najbolje od sebe da bi mogli da uspomenu.
Then I want to say something to our young grihasthas with children who are just like fireballs of enthusiasm.
Želim se da se obratim našim mladim grihastama koji imaju svoju decu koja su poput vatrenih loptica punih entuzijazma.
There are parts in the program where your children are very much welcome in this hall.
Postoje delovi programa kada su vaša deca veoma dobrodošla u ovoj sali.
These are bhajans,
kao što su bhajani,
arotic ceremonies,
arotic ceremonies.
Please bring your children so that they can see the Lord and participate and become elevated in Krishna consciousness.
Tako da molim vas u tem delovima programa dovedite svoje deca tako da oni mogu vidjeti gospodina i da se uzdignu u svojoj svjesnosti Krishna.
And then there are parts like lectures, slideshow, where we are it is better if you play with the children somewhere when they become restless.
U delovima kao što je predavanje ili slide projekcija, bolje da budete sa decom tamo gdje oni jednako mogu biti u svom razrednom raspoloženju.
So I really hope that we all will please Lord Nishimadev today, oh very good for with our little endeavor to glorify him and put him in the center.
Nadam se da će gospodin Sinhadev biti zadovoljan sa nama, našim trudom da ga slavimo i stavimo u centar danas.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
Thank you.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Narasimhaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya.
My dear devotees, today we are celebrating Lord Nrisimhadev's appearance day, and I want to discuss a little bit the importance of Lord Nrisimhadev in a devotee's life.
Dragi moji bhakti, danas je slavni dan pojave Nrisimhadeva i želim da pričamo o značaju gospodina Nrisimhadeva u životu svakog bhakti.
Why does the Lord actually come?
Zašto je zapravo gospodin došao?
In the Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, text number 8, we find the answer.
U Bhagavad Giti možemo naći odgovor u četvrtom poglavlju, stih broj 8.
Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chatuskritam dharma samstapanataya sambhavami yuge yuge. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I myself appear millennium after millennium.
Da bih izbavio pobožne i uništio nevernike i ponovo uspostavio principe religije, pojavljam se milenijum za milenijum.
Lord Nrisimhadev has a purpose which he wants to fulfill when he appears.
Gospodin Nrisimhadev ima posebnu ulogu zbog koje se pojavlja i koju treba da ostvari.
He wants to deliver those who are spiritually minded or sukriti.
On želi da oslobodi one koji su duhovno naklonjeni ili kako se zovu sukriti.
He wants to help.
On želi da pomogne.
He wants to elevate them.
On hoće da ih uzdigne.
So that they can execute their spiritual life better.
Tako da mogu vršiti svoj duhovni život bolje.
Lord Nrisimhadev wants to help us.
Gospodin Nrisimhadev želi nama da pomogne.
It's a desire.
To je njegova želja.
Therefore he appears to help people like us who are on the spiritual path but need help.
I zato se pojavljuje da bi pomogao nama koji smo na duhovnom putu i kojima je to potrebno.
He does so, this is explained in the second half of the verse, by helping us to follow dharma.
I u drugom delu stiha se to i objašnjava. On nam pomaže da sledimo dharmu.
It's very difficult for a fallen soul to act all this rightly. I think you know from your own experience.
Iz svog sobstvenog iskustva sigurno znate da je pale duši i nije baš uvek lako da sledi sve što treba.
How difficult it is sometimes for us to do even the basic practices of Krishna consciousness, like completing 16 attentive rounds.
Kako znamo svi koliko je teško ponekad u našem životu da završimo tih 16 krugova, ali da ih mantramo sa pažnjom.
Attentive?
Sa pažnjom.
Yes, sa pažnjom.
Lord Nishinadev, as we will see a little later, can help a devotee to execute his spiritual practice more lively, more happily, more dynamic.
И господин Сингхадев може помочи бхакти да свой духовни живот практикува со више среќе и со више живот.
I really wish that you, today in this Nrisimha Chaturthi festival, Lord Nrisimhadev will appear not only one time, but many times in the hearts of those devotees who are present and also those devotees who are not present.
И надам се да ќе господин Сингхадев се појавите не само данас, него пуно пута у срцу свих ових бхакта кои се овде, као и оних бхакта кои нису ту.
Please don't think that Lord Nrisimhadev's appearance happened only at a time, at a historical time, long, long ago. It can happen today.
Немојте мислите да се господин Сингхадев појавио само во историском контексту давно, давна времена. Он може то направити било каде.
In fact, if you want, I believe he will appear today in your hearts.
И ја верам да уколико желите, данас он се може појавити во ваше срце.
In the, this morning there was a Vedic, let me say, an event which is foretold in the Vedas, whenever a divine personality appears.
И постои едно предсказание, заправо изрека во ведски списима, каже се кога се год појави божанска особа.
Just around sunrise, there was a very pleasant shower of rain and a very nice rumble in the clouds.
И тоа се јутро здесило, бил е тако дивен плюсак кише и гръмнавина во облаците.
Once on Rapa Yatra day in Berlin, the king of Puri told me, when in the morning of an appearance day or of a festival day there is a pleasant shower of rains and a nice rumble in the clouds, it means this day is spiritually blessed.
Jednom prilikom u Berlinu na Rapa Yatri kralj Jagannath Puri mi je rekao, kad god se na dan pojave, počne dan sa kišom, blagom grobljom u oblacima, to je jako povoljno.
So let us see.
Da vidimo da će biti.
First I want to, now I wish to talk to you a little bit about the Leela and the circumstances which surrounded Lord Nrisimhadev's appearance.
Prvo želim da s vama razgovaramo o Lili, odnosno o okolnostima kada se pojavio gospodin Nrisimhadev.
Most of you know the story, so I will make it a little brief.
Pošto većina vas zna tu priču, ja ću to iznati kratko.
The great demon Hiranyakashipu had done many austerities. He stood on his toes for 100 years. Until a light had come out of his head, a light of mystical power.
Znamo da je demon Hiranyakashipu praktikovao velike strogosti tako što je stajao na vrhovima prstiju svojih nogu 100 godina, sve dok se mistična vatra nije pojavila na vrhu njegove lobanje.
He wanted to become immortal.
Želeo je da postane besmrtan.
The Nrisimha Purana says Narada Muni saw this and he thought, oh no, if this demon becomes immortal, it will be eternal tyranny.
I on Nrisimha Purana je opisano da je Narada Muni mislio na sljedeći način, ako ovaj demon zaista postane besmrtan, onda će biti večna tiranija od njegove strane.
So he asked his friend Parashara Muni to take with him the form of little birds, and they landed near to the tree where the Hiranyakashipu was standing with fire coming out of his head.
Onda zamolio svoga prijatelja Parashara Muni da ode u obliku male ptice tamo blizu drveta da gde Hiranyakashipu praktikuje strogosti.
And this ptice, they began to chant the mantra Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya.
I onda je ta ptica počela da peva ovu mantru posvećenu gospodinu Narayanu.
Hiranyakashipu became disturbed.
I onda je Hiranyakashipu postao uznemiren.
You know, he was in this evil black magical endeavor to become powerful, and now there was this very spiritually potent mantra disturbing his concentration.
U svom zlom crnom magijaškom obredu dok je pokušavao da prikupi svoje moći, odjednom ga je uznemirila ova mantra.
Finally he became so utterly disturbed that he had to break his practice and go back into his palace.
I onda je toliko postao uznemiren da je morao prestati sa svojom strogostima i vratio se nazad u svoju palatu.
First he had tried to kill the birds with this bow and arrow, but they had just flown away.
Prvo što je pokušao to je da ubije sa lukom i strelom te ptice, ali oni su na svu sreću odletali.
He was so agitated that by this, that his practice had been disturbed, that he went into the palace execute sense gratification with his beloved queen.
Bio je toliko uznemiren i ljut što su prekinute strogosti da istog trenutka se vratio nazad u palatu da bi čuno uživao sa svojom voljenom kraljicom.
When a materialist is agitated by the mode of passion, he wants sexual engagement.
Kada je materialista uznemiren gunom strasti, on uvijek želi da se zaokupi seks.
So, whilst he was being together with his wife, and conceived a child, this mantra Om Namo Nanaya Naya was moving in his head and consciousness.
I dok je začinio dete u svojoj ženi, sve vreme u njegovoj svesti se pojavljivala ta mantra Om Namo Nanaya Naya.
And because of this mantra, a great soul was called Prahlad Maharaj.
Zato što je u njegovoj svesti bila ta mantra, velika duša je bila prizvana tom začeću, a to je Prahlad Maharaj.
This great soul, Prabhupada has said about Prahlad Maharaj, it's a great mercy that he appeared, in such an unusual circumstance, unusual, which means a demoniac family.
I ta velika duša, kako je zvao Šila Prahlad Maharaja, je zaista se pojavila u veoma neobičnim, svakidašnjim okolnostima, zapravo demonskim, što nije svakidašnje.
You must admit it was really a clever arrangement of Krishna that these petitsa came and they disturbed this Narada Muni came, took the form of birds, and they disturbed the austerity, so that when he conceived a child, he thought of the Lord and attracted Prahlad.
Morate priznati da je to zaista vešti trik od Satane gospodina, da je poslao te ptice, odnosno Narada Muni mudrace koji su uzeli oblike ptica i izgovorili tu mantru, tako da je onda ta velika duša se pojavila prilikom začeća kod Hiranyaka Šipuna.
So Prabhupada writes about Prahlad, by the mercy of the Lord, Prahlad Maharaj was especially brought to the material world to teach people how to get out of the material condition.
I Srila Prabhupada piše o Prahlad Maharaju da je on zaista milošću gospodina na veoma poseban način se pojavio u materijalnom svetu da bi zapravo poučio ljude kako da se oslobode materijalnih uslovljenosti.
Please, dear devotees, identify with Prahlad Maharaj. He will be your hero while I tell this lila.
Molim vas, dragi bhakti, identifikujte se sa Prahlad Maharajom, on će postati vaš heroj dok ja budem govorio o Lilu.
When Hiranyakashipu found out that his child, as he was growing up, was displaying very, very saintly qualities, he became enraged.
I dok je Hiranyakashipu posmatrao kako njegov sin raste u matrici, da uopšte dok je rastao da je ispoljavao osobine svetih osoba, postoje zaista izuzetno razgnjen i uznemiren.
A report came from the school that Prahlad was slowly converting all the young princes who went with him to school into devotees of Lord Krishna.
Dok je Prahlad Maharaj išao u školu, dobio izveštaj zapravo da je sve prinčeve koji su išli zajedno sa njim u školu preobratio u bhakte gospodina.
When the teachers went out of school, Prahlad Maharaj was going to the place where the teacher stood and engaged everyone in sankirtan, chanting the holy names of Krishna.
Jer dok su učitelji bili, kad bi otišli iz škole, bar jedno vreme, onda je Prahlad Maharaj zajedno sa ostalim svojim drugovima iz škole pevao nam sankirtan, uključivo ih u pevanje svetih imena.
He made a school revolution or university revolution.
On je drugim rečima napravio revoluciju u školi ili na univerzitetu.
Yes. The children said, we don't want teachers who talk about mundane politics. We wish teachers who talk about Hari.
I onda su oni rekli, mi ne želimo da imamo učitelje koji nam pričaju o materijalnoj politici, Mi želimo učitelje koji nam mogu govoriti o gospodinu Hari.
I have been at the place where the school of Prahlad Maharaj was, and I have looked at the floor, which is very interesting, the floor of the school.
Ja sam bio na mjestu gdje je bila pre škola Prahlad Maharaja i veoma interesantan pod koji je bio tam.
The floor of the school, the little children have made with the, you know, this stone instruments with which you work stones, chisels it's called, they have made mantras there.
Možete vidjeti dan danas na tom podu u kamenu pomoću gleta učenici koji su išli tamo urezivali su mantre na pod.
And Hiranyakashipu heard that his son was infecting the school with the different the difficult poison of the Krishna sect. He was totally enraged.
Kada je Hiranyakashipu čuo da je Prahlad Maharaj zarazio celu školu sa učenjem Hare Krishna sekte, postao je krajnje uznemiren.
And he became totally, he called his son in order to just have some meeting so that he could convert him back.
I onda je pozvao svoga sina da imaju sastanak tako da bi ga preobratio nazad.
But Prahlad Maharaj began to preach to Hiranyakashipu to give up his wrong perception of the world.
Ali Prahlad Maharaj je počeo da propoveda Hiranyakashipu da napusti svoje pogrešno viđenje života.
Father, you always think you have so many enemies.
Onda je rekao, dragi moj oče, ti uvek razmišljaš o tome kako imaš puno neprijatelj.
And now you think I'm your enemy because I'm going the spiritual path.
I sada misliš da sam ti ja neprijatelj zato što sam krenuo duhovnim putem.
But do you know that you only have one enemy?
Da li znaš da postoji samo jedan neprijatelj?
Nasi dragi baktas, do you know that you only have one enemy, huh?
Naši dragi bakte, da li znate da imate samo jednog neprijatelja?
Prahlad identified him for the benefit of Hiranyakashipu.
I Prahlad Maharaj je razotkrio tog neprijatelja za dobrobit.
Your only enemy is your mind, father.
Dragi moj oče, jedini tvoj neprijatelj je tvoj um.
This was too much.
To je bilo previše.
It was really too much.
To je zaista bilo previše.
Hiranyakashipu said, how can you dare to say such a thing to your father?
I onda Hiranyakashipu je rekao, kako se usuđuješ da govoriš takve stvari svome ocu?
Who is giving you the strength to revolt against all social convention?
Koji ti, tvom ocu koji ti daje snagu da pobediš sve socijalne konvencije, društvene.
Prahlad said, God.
Prahlad Maharaj je rekao, o Bože.
This is the same God who gives you the strength to do your glupost.
I kaže, to je Bog koji ti daje snagu i da ti radiš te iste gluposti.
Then Hiranyakashipu asked, where is your God?
Onda je Hiranyakashipu pitao, gde je taj tvoj Bog?
There is no God.
Ne postoji Bog.
If there is a God, let him protect you now as I cut your childish head from your shoulders with my sword.
Iako zaista postoji Bog, neka te sada zaštiti kad budem hteo sa mačem da odsečem tvoju dečju glavu.
Then this poor demon actually threatened his son to kill him with his sword.
I onda zaista Hiranyakashipu napao svoga sina sa mačem da ga ubije.
But Prahlad was not agitated.
Ali Prahlad Maharaj nije bio uznemiren.
He was in a very high state of Krishna consciousness where you cannot become agitated by outside disturbances.
Jer Prahlad Maharaj je bio na tako visokom nivou svjesnosti Krishna da nikada nije mogao biti uznemiren spornim okolnostima.
You can see how great a devotee Prahlad was in comparison to us. I think we would scream in terror in such situation.
Možete vidjeti u odnosu na nas koliko je Prahlad Maharaj bio veliki bhakta, jer u takvoj situaciji mi bi sigurno vrištali za pomoć.
Yes, Hiranyakashipu was surprised that his child was so usmiri and not disturbed, undisturbed.
I Hiranyakashipu je zaista bio začuđen kako ovo dete nije uznemireno.
Everywhere, said Prahlad.
Maharaj rekao, svuda.
She said that he looked into the pillar and saw the beautiful form of Govinda playing his flute.
Dok je gledao u pravcu stuba, mogao da vidi prelepi oblik Govinde kako svira na svojoj flauti.
In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 6th chapter, in text 30, you find Krishna talking about this vision of Prahlad Maharaj.
I možete naći u Bhagavad Gita u 6. poglavlju u stihu broj 30 kako Krishna opisuje ovu viziju Prahlad Maharaj.
Yomam pasyati sarvatra sarvam chamai pasyati tasyaham na pranashyami sachame na pranashyati. One who sees me everywhere, the last saw Krishna everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me.
Za onoga ko suda vidi mene, a Prahlad Maharaj vidi gospodina i sve vidi u meni, nikada nisam izgubljen, niti on za mene ikada izgubljen.
When you have this love of Krishna in the heart, you never lose sight of the Lord. Never, in no circumstances.
Kada imate ljubav za gospodina u svome srcu, ni pod kojim okolnostima ne gubite njega iz vida.
Even in great danger, you do not lose the form of the Lord.
Čak i u najvećim opasnostima nikad ne gubite viziju gospodinovog oblika.
Little love is necessary.
Malo ljubav je potrebno za to.
Yes. So, Hiranyakashipu didn't see Krishna in the pillar. He didn't see him anywhere. And he just went to the pillar in order to strike it down and prove there is no God.
A Hiranyakashipu nije nigde video Boga. Nije u stubu, niti bilo gde drugde. I onda je potršao sa mačem da dokaže da Bog ne postoji.
And he with one hand he threatened Prahlad Maharaj to kill him, with the other said, there is no God.
Jednom rukom je držao Prahlad Maharaj želeći da ga ubije, drugom rukom mač, i onda je rekao, ne postoji Bog.
Now Krishna can't tolerate when his devotees are threatened.
A Krishna ne može da toleriše situaciju kada su njegovi bhakti napadnuti.
And he came, then he broke out of the pillar.
I onda je izašao, odnosno slomio stub i pojavio se iz stuba.
But not flute playing.
Ali ne, tako što je svirao flautu.
He came in a form which was very ferocious.
Došao u obliku koji je bio jako zastrašujući.
He came in the form half man, half lion.
Došao u obliku polu čoveka, polu lava.
This form. Out of the pillar.
Iz stuba izletao u ovom obliku.
There was Ananta Shesh there over his head.
Bila je Ananta Shesh iznad njegove glave.
And he was it is described in the Bhagavatam how he looked and listened to this. You will get a shock.
U Bhagavatamu je objašnjeno kako je on izgledao kada se pojavio, ćete potpuno zapanjeni.
His angry eyes resembled molten gold.
Njegove sjajne oči su bile sjajne poput zlata.
And his shining mane expanded in the dimension of his fearful face. His shining mane means mane. His hair expanded the dimension of his fearful face.
I on, njegova zastrašujuća griva je još širila njegovo lice i činila još strašnije.
In other words, his face appeared very, very big and everywhere.
Drugim rečima, njegovo lice je bilo ogromno i činilo se kao da je svuda.
His deadly teeth and his razor sharp tongue moved about like a dwelling sword.
I među njegovim zastrašujućim zubima jezik se pomerao kao zastrašujući mač.
His ears were erect and motionless.
Njegove uši su bile načuljene i nisu se pokretale.
And his nostrils and the gaping mouth appeared like caves of a mountain.
A njegove nozdrave i razapljena usta su izgledale kao tamne pećine.
And he was so big that his entire body touched the sky.
Bio je toliko veliki da je njegovo telo dodirivalo nebo.
Hare Krishna. wonderful.
Brilliant.
When the Lord is angry, it is a divine anger which is wonderful.
Kada je Bog gnevan, onda je taj gnev predivan božanski.
If you are angry, it's degrading. If you are angry, it's degrading.
A kada smo mi gnevni, to nas degradira.
You become a little red and a little uncontrolled.
Postanemo crveni u licu i nekontrolisani.
And you say heavy Serbian words.
I kažete nezgodne, teške srpske reči.
But when the Lord becomes angry, he touches the sky.
Ali kada Gospodin postane gnevan, on može dodirnuti nebo.
And he looks so beautiful.
I on izgleda tako divno.
Hare Krishna. So I wish to now recite with you a mantra in glorification of this angry form of Lord Nrsingadev. It's the Maha Mantra of Lord Nrsingadev.
Sada želim zajedno sa vama da izgovorimo ovu Maha Nrsingha mantru koja slavi taj zastrašujući gnevni oblik Gospodina Nrsingadeva.
The mantra says, I bow down to Lord Nrsingadev.
Mantra kaže, ja odajem svoje poštovanje Gospodinu Nrsingadevu.
Who is ferocious and heroic like Lord Vishnu,
koji je zastrašujući i hrabro kao Gospodin Vishnu.
He's burning from every side.
On je planteći sa svih strana.
He is terrific.
On je nevjerovatan.
Auspicious.
Pogodan.
And the death of death personified.
I on je smrt personificirane smrti.
This is the Maha Mantra for Lord Nrsingadev, just like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna is the Maha Mantra for Krishna.
To je Maha Mantra Gospodina Nrsingadeva, kao što imamo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, kao Maha Mantra za Gospodina Krishna.
Please repeat.
Molim vas ponovite.
Ugram Viram Mahavishnum.
Ugram Viram Mahavishnum.
Jalantam Sarvato Mukam.
Jalantam Sarvato Mukam.
Nrisingham Vishanam Bhadram.
Nrisingham Vishanam Bhadram.
Mrityo Mrityum Namamyaham.
Mrityo Mrityum Namamyaham.
Should we make it shorter that it is easier to chant? A little shorter, yes. Ugram Viram.
Ugram Viram.
Mahavishnum.
Mahavishnum.
Please, there must be some energy in the voice. Jvalantam Savato.
Jvalantam Savato.
Mukam.
Mukam.
Nrisingham.
Nrisingham.
Vishanam.
Vishanam.
Bhadram.
Bhadram.
Mrityo Mrityum.
Mrityo Mrityum.
Namamyaham.
Namamyaham.
Yes, this is a Maha Mantra for Lord Nrsingadev.
So Maha Mantra is a Gospodin Nrsingadev.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So Hiranyakashipu, Lord Nrsingadev jumped upon Hiranyakashipu.
I Gospodin Nrsingadev skočio na Hiranyakashipu.
Hiranyakashipu fought with him, trying him. Sometimes he rose in the sky, sometimes he was on the earth. He was a magician, he used all his tricks.
I Hiranyakashipu se zaista i sve snage borio sa Gospodinom Nrsingadevom koristeći sve svoje trikove, jer je bio veliki magijaš koji je mogao da leti prvo u nebu pa da bude dole na zemlji.
But finally Lord Nrsingadev took him like a mouse and just and was about to kill him.
Ali onda ga je na kraju Gospodin Nrsingadev ugnao poput malog miša da ga ubije.
He took him on his lap.
Stavio ga na svoje krilo.
And he was really so angry. You have threatened my devotee. Now you will, I will finish you.
Bio toliko gnevan i rekao, ti si pokušao da ubiš moga baktu, sada ću te dokrečiti.
But then he thought, but you are the father of my dear devotee.
A onda je pomislio, ali ti si otac moga dragog bakta.
You are close to my devotee, therefore you are close to me.
Ali pošto si blizak mome bakti, blizak si i meni.
And then he took one of his paws, touched the hands of Hiranyakashipu.
Njim je zauzao jednu pozu pomoću koje je dodirnuo ruke Hiranyakashipu.
This moment Hiranyakashipu looked in the face of Lord Nrsingadev which was this close.
U tom trenutku Hiranyakashipu je mogao na maloj razini da vidi lice Gospodina Nrsingadeva.
He became filled with transcendental ecstasy.
I bio ispunjen transcendentalnom ekstazom.
Tears were running down his face.
Suza su počela da teku iz njegovo lice.
He was in contact with God. Imagine this.
Zamislite, bio je u kontaktu sa Bogom.
And by these tears he became purified from all his enviousness and anger.
I tim suzama je bio potpuno pročišćen od sve zavisti i gneva.
And he gave up his body in transcendental ecstasy.
I napustio je svoje telo u transcendentalnoj ekstazi.
Then just to show to the world that no one may do harm to his devotees, Hiranyakashipu took the body and just whoosh, the lifeless body, and ripped it apart.
I samo da bi pokazao gospodine Sinhadev da niko ne sme napasti baktu, to mrtvo telo Hiranyakashipu je uzeo i rasporio ga.
Then he was still very angry. Many arms he had, the elephants all over the world screamed because the atmosphere was so heavy. That angry, if God is angry, it's very heavy for the whole world.
I dalje ispoljavao se transcendentalni gnev tako što je pokazao puno ruku i tako je bio zastrašujući za ceo univerzum. Zvuci su se širili celim univerzumom, slonovi su rikali u strahu. E, zaista kada je Bog zastrašujući gnevan, to je onda zaista bezvodno.
So all the devatas came to pacify him.
I onda su svi devate po bogovi došli da ga smire.
They made an abhishek and poured Ganga water over him.
Napravili su abhishek i polili su ga Ganga vodom.
Yes, but he only became peaceful when Prahlad came and offered his prayers.
Ali on se smirio samo kad mu otišao Prahlad Maharaj i uputio mu svoje molitve.
Now for his devotee, Lord Nrsimhadev is very, very peaceful.
Za takvog bhakta gospodin Nrsimhadev je veoma miran.
Please do not think that to worship Lord Nrsimhadev, you only Lord Nrsimhadev is only an angry aspect of God. No, he is also very peaceful and gives fearlessness to his devotees.
Ne trebate misliti da se gospodin Nrsimhadev obožava samo u tom raspoloženju gneva. On je za svoga bhaktu pun smirenosti i dan i neustrašivosti.
He only became angry for 1 hour.
On može biti gnevan samo jedan sat.
I know that was very heavy, and that's why everyone just remembers that.
Ja znam da je to bilo toliko zastrašujuće da se svi samo sećaju toga.
But the rest of the time he's very mild and he has Lakshmi Devi on his lap.
Ali sve ostalo vreme on je veoma blag i na svome krilu ima Lakshmi Devi.
In South India, Lord Nrsimhadev is worshipped primarily in this very peaceful form with Lakshmi Devi.
I južnoj Indiji gospodin Nrsimhadev se uglavnom obožava u ovom blagom mirnom raspoloženju Lakshmi Nrsimhadev.
There is a verse which Srila Prabhupada quotes about this form of Lord Nrsimhadev.
I postoji jedan stih koji Srila Prabhupada citira u vezi ovog oblika gospodina Nrsimhadev.
Although very ferocious, the lioness is very kind to her cubs.
Iako veoma zastrašujući, lavica uvek lavi, uvek blagonaklon prema svojim lavićima.
The lavica say will kill everyone who comes close to the cubs, but for the cubs he's very kind.
Jer lavica može svakoga rastegnuti kod priđenim lavićima, ali za same lavićima ona je veoma ljubazna.
Similarly, although Lord Nrsimhadev is very ferocious to non-devotees like Hiranyakashipu,
tako slično, iako je gospodin Nrsimhadev veoma gnevan i zastrašujući za osobe kao što je Hiranyakashipu,
he is very soft and very kind to devotees like Prahlad Maharaj.
Veoma je nežan i blag prema baktama kao što je Prahlad Maharaj.
As devotees of Lord Krishna, we also have enemies.
Kao bakte gospodina Krishna, mi također imamo neprijatelje.
But who are our enemies?
Ali koji su naši neprijatelji?
Most of the times we are our own enemies.
U većini vremena mi sami smo sebi neprijatelji.
We are Srimad Bhagavatam Mahodari 5th canto 18th chapter text number 8.
I postoji jedan divan stih u petom pevanju Srimad Bhagavatam 18. poglavlju stih u broj 8. Molitva koje su upućene Sinhadev.
And it's so beautiful that I will sing it for you and then Maharaj will give us the translation.
Pošto je tako divna mantra, prvo ću vam je otpevati, zatim ćemo je prevesti.
This prayer, if you chant this prayer, Lord Nrsimhadev will appear in your heart
and help you to control your bad qualities.
Ako se obratite gospodinu Nisimhadevu pevajući ovu mantru, gospodin Nisimhadev će se pojaviti u svom vašem srcu i otkloniti sve loše odlike.
Om namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya.
Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya.
Namaste jaste jase.
Namaste jaste jase.
Avir avir bhava.
Avir avir bhava.
Vajanaka.
Vajanaka.
Vajadamsta.
Vajadamsta.
Tamashaya.
Tamashaya.
Randaya randaya.
Randaya randaya.
Tamo grasa.
Tamo grasa.
Grasa om.
Grasa om.
Svaha.
Svaha.
Abayam abayam.
Abayam abayam.
Atmani.
Atmani.
Bhuyishta.
Bhuyishta.
Om.
Om.
Shrom. Om namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya.
This is the translation.
Odam svoje ponizno poštovanje gospodinu Nisimhadevu, izvoru sve moći. O gospodine moj, čiji su nokti i zubi nalik munji, budi ljubazan prema nama i uništi naše demonske želje za plodonosnim delatnostima u ovom materijalnom svetu. Molim te, pojavi se u našim srcima i rasteraj naše neznanje, tako da tvojom milošću možemo postati neustrašivi u borbi za opstanak u ovom materijalnom svetu.
Can you understand now something more about this beautiful lila?
Da li vam je sada nešto jasnije kada je u pitanju ova transcendentalna lila?
In this transcendental lila we find the great mercy of the Lord to his devotee who needs protection.
U ovoj transcendentalnoj lili možemo naći tako veliku milost za zaštitu bhakte kome je to potrebno.
It's very relevant.
To se odnosi na nas.
We also need protection.
Jer i nama je potrebna zaštita.
Protection from our own bad qualities which always try to pull us back to material life.
Zaštita od naših loših odlika koje nas uvek vuku da se vratimo nazad u materijalne aktivnosti.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared many hundreds and thousands of years after Nrisimhadev, he particularly liked to listen to two leelas which are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Kada se gospodin Čedina pojavio nakon puno hiljada godina nakon pojave gospodina Nrisimhadeva, volao da sluša uvek o dvema leelama.
When he would meet with Gadadha Pandit in the beautiful temple of Tota Gopinath, he would request Gadadha Pandit, please read again about the lila of Prahlad Maharaj.
I kada bi se susretao sa Gadadhar Panditom u predivnom hramu Tota Gopinath, zamolio bi Gadadhar Pandita, molim te, čitaj mi ponovo o zavrnu pojavi Prahlad Maharaj.
In a little while we will visit this temple in the slide projection.
Malo kasnije ćemo posjetiti taj hram gledajući slide projekciju.
And when Gadadhar Pandit had finished reading the verses of the seventh canto, then Lord Chaitanya was in so much ecstasy that he requested him, say it again, say it again.
I kada bi završio stihove Gadadhar Pandita koji opisuju zabave Prahlad Maharadža pojavljene Sinhadeva, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bio toliko željan da sluša da bi rekao, reci to ponovo, reci to ponovo.
And Gadadhar had to start from the beginning again, go one time through and then again. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested him, say it again, say it again.
I onda bi Gadadhar Pandit ponovo krenuo od početka da govori o zabavama i kada bi ponovo završio, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekao, reci ih ponovo, reci ih ponovo.
Why did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relish this lila so much?
Zašto je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu volio da kuša te lile?
The explanation is that Prahlad Maharaj has made himself totally dependent on Krishna.
Objašnjenje je zato što je Prahlad Maharadža učinio sebe potpuno ovisnim o Krišni.
And in turn, Krishna is so, let me say, feels so much towards his dear devotee that that he appears to him and gives him and protects him and gives him his mercy.
I za uzvrat prema svome bhakti, zbog toga gospodin se pojavlja više da bi ga zaštitio, da bi mu dao svoju milost.
But there is also a deeper internal mission.
Ali postoji jedna dublja, večna misija.
Lord Chaitanya remembered that to come to Krishna, one has to overcome many difficulties.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu zna da bi mogli da dođemo ponovo Krishni, moramo preći puno različitih poteškoća.
Prahlad was really persecuted for his being a devotee and trying to reach the Lord.
Jer Prahlad Maharaj je zaista bio osuđen zato što je pokušavao da bude bhakta.
And he remembered how his dearest devotee, Srimati Radharani, is also constantly overcoming difficulties in order to serve Lord Krishna.
Sjetio se i svoje predivne bhaktine, Srimati Radharani, koja isto uvijek mora da prevazići toliko puno teškoća da bi mogla da služi Krishna.
My dear devotees, please wake up to the fact, if you wish to become Krishna conscious, you must become like Prahlad.
Molim vas, dragi bhakte, probudite se i dođite do te spoznaje da ukoliko želite da postanete svjesni Krishna, morate postati kao Prahlad.
You can't always live in your comfort zone.
Ne možete uvijek živjeti u svojoj udobnoj zoni.
You must sometimes leave your comfort zone to reach Krishna.
Ponekad je potrebno da napustimo svoje udobne okolnosti da bi došli do Krishna.
But I have news for you.
Ali ja imam vesti za vas.
Your comfort zone is deadly.
Vaša udobna zona je mrtva.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
There is a demonic scientific research work and I will now inform you of the results. Listen, it might change your life.
Postoje demonske naučne istraživanja koje ću vam sada predstaviti, tako da možda to može da utječe na promjenu u vašem životu.
It's a research about comfort zones.
Jer to su neke istraživanja u pogledu udobnih zona.
So once a scientist took a pot of water, heated it and threw a frog inside.
Jedan prilikom naučnik je zagrao jednu posudu sa vodom i stavio unutra žabu.
It was very hot water.
Bila je veoma vruća voda.
And the frog immediately, too hot, jumped out and went back into nature.
I žaba je isto trenutka iskočila iz posude i vratila se nazad u prirodu.
Then this frog created the scientist created a little frog paradise.
I onda je ovaj naučnik napravio jedan raj za žabu.
He took something like a pen, I think you call it, where you make Pfannkuchen, where you... Yeah. And he created a little island in it, and then water, and some imitation of these grasses which grow in lakes.
I onda šta je on napravio? Uzeo je jedan tigan, napravio unutra kao malo jezero, stavio vodu, unutra malo ostrvo i napravio lažnu travu, biljke koje rastu okolo tom tiganu.
In the beginning the water was quite cold.
I na početku ta voda je bila hladna.
He put a frog inside.
I stavio u tako hladnu vodu žabu.
The frog was cold and went on the island.
I žaba je počela da se trese od hladnoće i otišla na to malo improvizovano ostrvce.
Then he began to heat the frog paradise. It imperceptibly he made it hotter and hotter.
I onda je počeo naučnik da zagreva taj žabli raj sve više i više, čineći ga sve toplim i toplim.
Finally the water was nice and warm and the frog was swimming sometimes on the chest, sometimes on the back.
I onda je voda tamo postala dovoljno topla tako da je žaba mogla lepo da pliva nekad prsno, nekad leđino.
It was perfect.
Bilo je savršeno.
But he made it hot, warmer and warmer.
Ali šta je on radio? Podgrevao je vodu sve više i više.
Then the frog was thinking, pooh, Maleteško. And he went on the island.
I onda je žava pomislio, uf, postaje malo teško, pa bilo ponovo na ostrovo.
He went under the umbrella.
Otišao je pod...
Then he thought, well, now I'm getting very hot. I need to swim and take some cool... And he went back in the hot water.
I onda se ponovo zagreva. Prekida se. Ponovo se zagreva se ispod tog kišobrana i treba da ode malo da se rasladim u vodu.
When you're used to professional equipment, this is a little austere.
Kada se navikne na profesionalnu opremu, ovo je mala strogost. Nešto prekida u kablu, nije do baterije.
So it was becoming warmer and warmer.
Postalo sve toplije i toplije.
When will our frog leave the frog paradise? This is the question.
Mi možemo postaviti pitanje kako će naša žaba napustiti ovaj žabi raj?
Hotter and hotter.
Postalo sve toplije i toplije.
When will he leave?
Kada će on napustiti to?
More and more intense. When will he leave?
I sve postalo intenzivnije i mislimo kada će on napustiti to?
I have tragic news for you.
Imam tragične vesti za vas.
These news might even refer to your own life.
Ove vesti mogu da se odnose možda i na vaš sopstveni život.
Do you sometimes feel that the water of material existence is becoming hotter?
Da li osjećate da voda materijalnog života postaje sve toplija?
When do you leave?
Kada ćete je napustiti?
When will our frog jump out of the comfort zone?
Kada će naša žaba iskočiti iz udobne zone?
This was the demoniac experiment.
Ovo je bio demonski ogled.
I have sad news for you.
Imam tužne vesti za vas.
The frog never left the frog paradise. It died.
Žaba nikada nije napustila žabi raj, umrla je tamo.
In the same way, a person feels the miseries of material existence, but as long as he is in his deadly comfort zone, he just doesn't do anything to become a good devotee.
Tako i mi, toliko patimo u materijalnom svetu, u našoj mrtvoj, udobnoj zoni, i nikada ne pomišljamo da napuštamo.
Do you also sometimes feel the heat of material existence?
Da li vi nekad osjećate vrelinu materijalnog postojanja?
It doesn't become cool in material life if you put a dhoti and a zari on.
Ne postaje, da kažemo, bolje, cool u materijalnom postojanju samo kad obučemo dhoti ili zari.
Sometimes Krishna makes it hotter and hotter for you.
Krishna nekad učini to sve vrelin i vrelin za nas.
Because he wants to see that you jump out of material comfort zones and come to real spiritual life.
Krishna želi da iskočimo iz te udobne zone i napustimo materni svet i dođemo u pravi život.
So Prahlad Maharaj is such a good example. He is dependent on Krishna in all practical ways, and the Lord protects him, even though he is in a very difficult situation.
Prahlad Maharaj je pravi primjer, je uvek ovisi u svim situacijama o Gospodinu i uvek ga je on zaštitio.
I think what you, because everyone speaks you as lady, you say nothing. This point of the Lord coming to the help of his devotee was once discussed by the Emperor Akbar.
Jednom prilikom je veliki imperator Akbar raspravljao ovu temu da Gospodin uvek dođe radi zaštite svoga bhakte.
Akbar had a minister called Birbal, who was a Hindu and remained a Hindu, and once asked him, what is your God, who personally comes to protect his devotee? This is not a very powerful God.
I jednom prilikom dok je razgovarao sa svojim ministrom Birbalom, koji je bio Hindu i ostao Hindu čak i ako je bio u njegovoj službi, pitao ga je Akbar, taj tvoj gospodin dolazi da bi zaštitio baktu, pa to nije neka velika moć koju je
problem. So your God is not even more powerful than me. The minister said, my dear king, this is a very good question. Tomorrow I will answer it. Then in the evening he went to the caretaker of Birbal's
of Appa's grandson. For the caretaker. And he told the babysitter, and I give you so much money. In the morning, Akbar was on his balcony like every day. Then he watched how his babysitter came out with a little son like every day. Then he saw with his own eyes how the babysitter was taking his grandson, grinning at him with a demoniac smile. And he ran with the grandson to the swimming pool and threw him in the swimming pool. Remember, the emperor Akbar was in total pain. He jumped off the balcony, ran to the park, and jumped into the swimming pool to save his drowning grandchild. When he finally had reached the grandchild, he saw it was only a
pop-up.
The babysitter had completely brought the real grandchild. When you thought your grandchild was in danger, you didn't send your man, you came personally. You are very powerful, you could have sent anyone.
Huh?
Why did you run personally to protect your grandchild? Because there's love. In the same way, God loves his devotees and therefore appears personally to save them. This is an ornament. It is a strength of the Lord that he cares for his devotees. He cares for all of us. What do you think? Isn't this a wonderful story?
The nature is the truth.
The true story.
The infinite is
it. Gives us encouragement. The Lord can also appear in your heart if you are his devotee.
The Lord can also appear in your heart if you are his devotee.
Because he loves you.
That is from God.
For the non-devotee, the Lord is always hidden by his yoga maya curtain. And he remains this maya curtain is very, very difficult to overcome because it is my curtain, it is my energy.
The Bhagavad Gita is very Krishna conscious.
But for his dear devotees, the Lord cannot remain hidden. He will have to come. Out of Lubbock, he feels forced to come.
Only talk of drinking and lust.
Lord says,
completely independent. I am bound by a rope of love in the heart of my devotee. I'm telling so much today. Can you still listen, or is your attention slowly going down?
Toliko danas puno govorim, da li vaša pažnja i dalje može da bude tu ili polako da?
Više, više, malo više, little more, malo više.
No.
Yes. I will come now to the end.
Polako dolazim do kraja.
But you know, thank you very much. I know it is sometimes this back and forth. It makes everything double as long, but it is necessary so that we understand. I want to now come to a part which is relevant for you. Lord Vishnudev has often appeared in the life of his devotees. For instance, during the time 500 years ago, the movement of Krishna consciousness in Bengal was in great danger of extinction. It had become known by the Muslim government in Bengal that Nimai Pandit held the key to the storehouse of love of God.
Čuo se kroz vladavinu tog kraljevstva kod muslimanskog vladavina da gospodin će, gospodin ima ključe vrata koji će otvoriti ljubavnu Bogu.
The Muslim government talked about this Nimai Pandit who somehow or other could instill fearlessness in the part of the Hindu population, so that they became very, very strong in practicing Krishna consciousness, even in the
outworld
away. Thousands of people who have hidden their private religion under the terror of the Muslim government practice it very carelessly to the outside.
I na stotine vrata koji su zbog terora muslimana prijeći praktikovali svoju religiju, odjednom su mirno bez ikakve druge počeli i napravi da praktikuju se religiju.
And even many Muslims converted to the religion of Nimai Pandit.
Čak su se i mnogi muslimani preobratili u religiju Nimai Pandit.
A revolution was about to start against the spread of the Muslim government.
I revolucija je počela da kreće protiv muslimanske vlade.
Then amongst the Bhaktas a rumor began to spread.
I onda se su se glasine proširile među Bhakta.
They had heard that the Muslim government of Narad Hussein Shah was about to send an army to Navadvip, where this spiritual revolution of Nimai Pandit took place, so in order to violently, with a force of weapon, extinguish the movement.
I onda se proširila glasina da će vojska na Husein Šaha koji je tada vladao doći u taj deo gdje su Bakte bili i da će oružje napasti Bakte i silom učiniti da Bakte prestanu da praktikuju suvereniju.
There was a great fear of a violent attack by the government.
I postoje velika, proširio se veliki strah od tog nasilnog napada od strane muslimanske vlade.
The devotees were afraid to meet in because they were all having the fear maybe a Protestant comes and it kills us.
I onda shvate Bože da se plaše, možda će doći neki internet i će nas ubiti, tako da nisu htjeli da se skupe.
But this was a real threat, you know, it, something had happened already in this area.
Ali to je zaista bila realnost, već se nešto u pogledu toga dešavalo, zaista.
So the great devotee Sri Vatsmandir one day locked the door, started to worship very intensely the family the day he was machinery. This moment he heard knocking on the door. Everyone's heart.
Ja sam u srcu svakog.
The Nava can only come if I make him to come.
Nava može da dođe samo ako ja učinim tamo dođe.
But I will not let him come.
Ali ja neću dopustiti da on dođe.
Before this will happen, I will go to the court of the Nava.
Prije što se to desi, ja ću otići na Nava.
And I will challenge him.
I ja ću ga izazvati.
Is there any one of your scholars?
Da li ovdje ima jedan od vaših učenjaka?
Anyone of your priests?
Bilo ko od vaših sveštenika?
Who can make you cry the blood of God?
Ko može učiniti da plačete za Bogu? Izgovorite na Bogu.
Then I will call the elephant.
Ovo će pozvati slovo.
I will say to the elephant, Chain Hare Krishna!
A reći ću slovo, Pere Hare Krishna!
And the elephant will chant the dance in ecstasy.
A onda će slovo početi da pere u sljedećoj distanci.
And then Bhaktisthanda wanted to prove this
point.
That he can spread love of God to everyone. He called a little 4-year-old Narayani. He was blooming in the courtyard. Narayani, now take from me Krishna Prema. Later he appeared to the Kasi. And he, one night he came over him in the lion form. Don't do anything against my yogis.
Rubs
his a little on his chest. Next morning the Kasi has this. Marks
and
expense.
And you know,
I bet her don't mess around with the devotees for Krishna. So, in this day, Lord
Krishna
is
going to
be Please, my dear devotees, don't become nervous. Pray for him. There's this mantra which you have already chanted. Very good. So, I will now because we have talked very long for a Serbian audience, I will now we will now make a little pause.
Nosotros no vamos a hacer una fecha al público servir a la fecha por preocuparos.
Also, we want to make somehow, maybe if Nanda Dulal is still here, if you can maybe, this Mahamuni, is Mahamuni here? That you can somehow get some fresh air in the hall, somehow with the we will now make a pause of 15 minutes.
Yes. The
meeting will be German 15 minutes.
So she thinks he may not speak 15
minutes. Our Dutch Prabhu, is he still here?
Dutch Prabhu, yes. Yes.
He was going to the Terra Fasa.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes. Yes. Then we will have our mantra session, which is very, very, we will create a very special machine atmosphere in the hall.
Non so certe dopo che na prendi la dasha prabhu durante se tako da pochne delo kada ćemo imati mantra i koje će zemlja na prendi posebno ako se zelo ćemo biti kroz spomeni sinode.
15 minuta?
Non je samo 15 minuta.
Thank you, Hare Krishna!
Pa, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna. So we are very glad to announce the following parts of the program. We will now, thank you, do a chant with all of you the Nrisimha prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev, and then do a few stutis or stotras or prayers in glorification of Lord Nrisimhadev.
To ćemo napraviti sa...
Yes, okay. As you all know, today is the divine appearance day of Lord Nrisimhadev, who will appear exactly at the time of dusk, when the daylight meets the night, and it is neither day nor night. Then the Lord will appear, and we are moving towards that time now. It's getting a little bit more surcharged. We also have the great pleasure of hosting this evening our dear beloved the Indian ambassador. His wife is there, who I hear is sometimes painting Lord Krishna, and the son and the daughter who have come from Italy. So Lord Nrisimhadev is attracting all the bhaktas who come together. Namaste Narasingaya. Kasipo vaktaha Silat
sankana kalaye etone singa paratone singa yata yata yamita tone singa Narasimha Mare Karana Papaje Narasimha Mare Karana Papaje Narasimha Mare Karana Papaje Nara singa madin saranam prapadye Makara kamala pade nakamadhuta Ringa Dalita Hiranya Kadito Tanabhinga Ketavadita Narare Rupa Jaira Kadita Hare Jaira Kadita Hare singa dalita hiranya kasito tanu venga ketavadita narahare rupa jaya garita hare jaya garita hare jaya garita hare
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. For those of you who came late, I will just give an English short summary of the lecture which we had describing Lord Nrsingadev. Today we are actually celebrating the appearance of an avatar. The Sanskrit word avatar means someone who descends from a spiritual level on a level where we conditioned souls with our material eyes and senses can experience God. Lord Narasimhadev is one of the 10 avatars who are celebrated in the Vedic scriptures, and he is in particular taking charge of the protection of his devotees in this world. When he appeared, his dear devotee Prahlad Maharaj was under tremendous persecution. His demoniac father Hiranyakashipu, whose influence spread all over the universe, he was a very powerful demon, had suppressed Prahlad Maharaj. It is said that Hiranyakashipu was so powerful that the laws of nature obeyed him. If he would raise his eyebrow in slight displeasure, the ocean would come with its watery hands, the waves, and put pearls before the feet of the demon. He was very powerful, very powerful. And when he found out that his son was a devotee of Krishna, he saw Krishna as a rival to his power. His son had turned away from his influence and become a devotee of God, and now God was his arch enemy, whom he tried to offend in many different ways. Finally, it came to a confrontation, an unavoidable confrontation between Prahlad and his demoniac father. His father tried to kill Prahlad Maharaj. For instance, he took him, threw him down from a cliff in order to show that the mundane influence is always stronger than the divine, the godly influence. But when Prahlad was falling down, he was praying to Lord Krishna, "My dear Lord." It is described that at that time already Lord Nrsingadev came in an invisible form and caught Prahlad in mid-air and brought him up to the place from where he was thrown down. Imagine Hiranyakashipu's surprise. He couldn't see the Lord because his eyes were material. What he saw is his son, who whom he had thrown down, is coming from up, no, from down to up, raising. He was shocked, I think. There were many such confrontations. Finally, the last confrontation was when Hiranyakashipu wanted to kill his son, asking, "Where is your God now, who will protect you?" That time Prahlad said, "Everywhere, Father." And I must give you one information which is in the Harivamsa. Prahlad was not taking the attacks of his father very serious, because he's an example of simplicity. He thought, "Oh, yeah, he's my father. Father must be joking today. He's throwing me down, but he must be joking. After all, he's father." So his father was not joking. He wanted to do harm. But Prahlad, when his father wanted to kill him again, he thought, "He's joking. Father has had this word. It is a very good joke." He said, "But no, Father, Lord is everywhere." Then Hiranyakashipu saw the pillar